Your host, Bill Pollack, for the Big Ten Today, each weekday right here on WAOV. The Big Ten Conference is legendary with some of the most competitive teams in college athletics. Me and my team are here to keep you updated on all of them. From football to basketball and everything in between, the Big Ten Today gives you exclusive access to news from every Big Ten program. Tune in weekdays for the Big Ten Today right here on the Talk of the Town, WAOV 97.7 FM.
Save money and time by shopping with TOC Direct Mail. It comes to your mailbox every week and includes great buys on what you need and what you want. Look for TOC Direct in your mailbox this week.
Helping kids avoid underage drinking. Here's another community announcement from WAOV. In 2013, nearly a quarter of people aged 12 to 20 reported drinking alcohol. The consequences can be calamitous. The words and actions of one person can make a positive difference in the lives of others. Help prevent underage drinking by being involved in young people's lives. Talk, they listen. A word to help prevent underage drinking throughout the area.
Weather brought to you by Percolon Gardens and Vincennes. Percolon Gardens has in stock fresh greenery, including wreaths, swags, fresh fir and juniper greens, winterberry holly, and roping for decorating. The gift shop has unique ornaments, garland, and decor. Percolon Gardens Christmas Village, North 6th Street, Vincennes.
Your 97.7 FM WAOV weather forecast. This afternoon, cloudy skies, highs in the low 40s. Cloudy tonight, lows around 30. Tuesday, partly sunny, highs in the upper 30s. Tuesday night, clear, lows in the mid-20s. Sunshine for Wednesday, highs in the upper 40s. Sunday skies for Thanksgiving Day, look for a high near 50. That's your weather forecast from the Talk of the Town. 97.7 FM WAOV.
Welcome to Ask the Designer with Greg Grizzly here on 97.7 FM WAOV. Greg grew up in the furniture business, officially joined Grizzly & Son Furniture back in 1974. He's co-authored a book entitled Preview, won the Century Furniture Outstanding Designer Award. Greg was named to Who's Who in the World and joined Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery in 2013. And he's on the radio every Wednesday at 3 p.m. here at 97.7 FM WAOV.
And good afternoon. It is the 3 o'clock live local hour here on Mondays, and that means it's time for Ask the Designer. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company Radio Stations, and thanks so much for tuning in. We're so glad to have you, and special thanks to my co-host, to Greg Grizzly. Greg, thanks so much for being here today.
Glad to be here. Glad to be here.
It's the holidays.
Holidays.
It's the holidays.
Yep.
Did you have quite a bit of traffic post-Christmas open house last week? How did things go?
Yeah, we've been busy. A lot of people that didn't get there on Saturday came in this week, so... Matter of fact, we had some people in, and we were taking down a tree because we had sold it.
Uh-huh.
And so they were watching the girls do this, and they go, well, when are you going to be done with your Christmas decorating? And they said, well, we already are. This is already sold, and we're taking it down to deliver it. So, it's like they didn't know if we were putting up or taking down. So... That's the way it goes.
There you go. So it was a great Christmas open house, but people don't have to worry. You still have lots of great products.
We still have some things left. We got some goodies left.
You always know just the right amount to order to be prepared for the holidays.
I wish I knew exactly the right amount to order, Cheryl.
Well, but there's usually still plenty of stuff left by December 1st. So if they weren't able to make it in, but they did miss out on that 20% off.
Right.
So,
Right.
But that's okay. If they see a piece in there that they like, it's well worth the price, because one of the many hundreds of awesome things about Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery is the products that you select, because you are very selective when you're shopping. It's all great quality, long lifespans, and a great and so many different price points that you can't walk in there looking for something and not walk out with something. I mean, whether it's a gift, a piece of furniture, because no matter what, I've always been able to find a lot of stuff in there that I liked, but then finding it within my price point, always find something. Always have plenty. And
we're getting ready to, the new thing coming in, Cher, our new Vincennes towels.
Ooh, I've not heard about these.
They're going
do tell.
To be like a, you know, very super absorbent towel.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have a little map of Indiana on it that's embroidered.
Mm-hmm.
And a little heart where Vincennes is.
Oh.
And so, and great stocking stuffer for your kids that are living away and, you know, want a little piece of incense to take home. And,
or your classmates.
Make a great Christmas gift.
Yeah, classmates that you're still close with who've moved away. Well, how neat is that?
Yeah.
So. I've seen different things with that kind of scheme on it, but a towel I have not seen. And that's great. Just throw it over the bar on your oven, and you always have home with you.
That's right. That's
how
right.
neat.
And those should be in next week. So,
but there's just so many unique things like that you provide.
And the little pine cone discs that go in the Christmas trees. We got some of those left. And now's the time to buy them this week before you put your tree up so you can put them inside.
I need to come because we'll put the tree up this weekend with the girls. And
yeah,
you need to get your
little box. They're only $6. There's
And what's so nice is it's so realistic smelling and it's not overpowerful and it's not too bold. It's just a nice soft blend that is very consistent and they last the entire 30-ish days, correct? If I remember
30 days. And actually there's two sets in each box. So you've really got 60 days worth.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and they do a nice job. And the thing that I thought was interesting, there were people in that say a lot of times fragrance bothering me, but they said, it's not so strong and artificial that it creates a problem.
Right.
We didn't have anybody complain about the scent.
No, I'm very sensitive to smell. I have migraines quite often, and usually that is the number one trigger for me for a migraine.
Yeah.
And that did not bother me at all. In fact, it was so subtle. I could smell it, and but it took me a while to recognize that was a scent in the building that wasn't just your typical thing. It's like, I just realized that's Christmas trees, you know?
I put one in my garland last year around the door outside.
Oh, yeah.
And people would come in and they'd go, I swore I smelled fresh pine outside.
Well, sort of.
I said, well, kind of.
Yeah.
It was kind of. Fake.
Yeah.
Fresh pine.
Fake fresh. Fake fresh. There's a lot of, there you go. Yes. But it was nice because it was just so subtle and soft, not poignant. It just blended so well and it's not overpowering and you can have it in your home and not worry about, upsetting anyone's sensory.
Right.
And so that's really nice. And for $6, I mean, come on, that's cheaper than a Yankee candle.
Right. Well, and the thing about it is, if you put a piece of pine bough in your bathroom or, you know, artificial pine or a little pine candle ring in your bathroom or something, stick one of those discs under it, you got an auto room freshener.
Yeah.
You know.
That's perfect room for one of those.
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about it getting knocked off the counter anywhere.
Right.
You
or
know.
It doesn't spill.
It doesn't stain.
It, you know. It's,
yeah, the cat can't knock it over. The kids can't knock it over. You know, it's a three-ring circus at my house most times. So, you know, you got to be careful with that. But with this, you don't have to worry. So that makes it very, very nice.
Yep.
And it's affordable. It's affordable.
Yeah,
$6.
Yeah, for a box.
Definitely.
And I think there's 6 discs in there. So you can put them several places in the house, you know.
Very, very nice.
I put one in my guest closet at Christmas time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Just kind of freshen it and keep it fresh. And,
mm-hmm.
and you know, because, of course, you know, I store different weight winter coats in that guest closet downstairs. So, you know, it kind of keeps those things fresh. And,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you know, then if somebody comes and you know, at least your closet doesn't smell musty.
You're right.
Yeah, it's not a closet I'm in and out of every day.
Right.
So.
Well, and you know, people are used to using cedar, you know, for those kind of things and storing blankets and that kind of stuff. So we're staying in the tree scent and going to pine, which I like cedar, but only so much. Pine, you can handle that because I love spick and span pine. That's my favorite to clean with. So, you know, if I can have pine all the time, then I'm gonna do that. So, I might get a couple extra boxes just to have all year long.
I use it. I put it in the bathrooms all year.
Yeah.
You know, at home.
Yeah. Well, it's gentle enough.
Because they really last about, one disc will last about 45 days, 50 days, almost 2 months.
So. Excellent, excellent. So last week we really started talking about decorating for the holidays. You had some good do's and don'ts. And
we were talking about doing this tree.
Yes.
That's where we stopped.
Yes. So we are going to pick up there and continue talking about decorating for the holidays. But since we're so close to break, let's just go ahead and take break now. And then we'll come back and get started. So everybody stay tuned. We'll see you just shortly.
Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has gifts for moms, dads, sisters, teachers, friends. Gifts for everyone, for every occasion, in every price point. Rugs, pictures, plaques, you can even decorate and stock your kitchen at Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. Call 812-886-4444 and your gift will be wrapped and ready when you stop in. Regal Furniture and Gallery, 4th and Bustern Streets, Vincennes.
I'm Keith Dodes, inviting you to tune in again this season to The Coach's Show, featuring South Knox boys basketball coach David Burkett. It's an in-depth weekly look at South Knox boys basketball and also basketball around southwestern Indiana. It's broadcast every Saturday morning here on WAOV at 9:30, and it's sponsored by your Vincennes Save-A-Lot Food Store, Best Way Express, McCormick Insurance in Vincennes, the Herman Family Dentistry, Jim Ferris Agritech Seed Service, Jerry Smith and Dustin Smith at Smith Electric, Bill Bob's Pizzeria on 6th Street in Vincennes, First Vincennes Savings Bank, Burkhardt Insurance in Vincennes, Bruce's Southside Pharmacy, Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Matt Richardville at Eliana Irrigation, Goodwin Family Funeral Home in Vincennes, and Sarah Stride Wright and Family Footwear on Hart Street in Vincennes. Join me, Keith Dodes, this Saturday morning at 9:30 and every Saturday morning during the basketball season for The Coach's Show with South Knox boys basketball coach David Burkett. It's live from Steak and Shake on Hart Street in Vincennes here on WAOV.
Deep trouble because they are purposely injecting left-wing politics into sports.
Rush Limbaugh.
They have people doing it, don't know how to do it. I've often said, don't try this, you know, what I do at home. There's like clearly a bunch of rank amateurs over there. If ESPN wants to bring politics back, and if they want to do it right, and if they want to win with it, they should ask me.
Catch the Rush Limbaugh Show right here on 97.7 WAOV.
And we're back here live in the 97.7 FM WAOV studios. I'm Cher Elliott, and thanks so much for tuning in. You can catch us here each Monday at the 3 o'clock live local hour. You can tune in on 97.7 FM AM 1450 or go to newsknoxcounty.com. Click on the Ask the Designer logo, and when you go to our page, there's a little Listen Live button. You can listen to us as we're on the air, or if you aren't able to join us on a Monday, don't worry. You can always go back and listen to us the following day, starting the Tuesday after. And, of course, you know, Greg always has great recipes for us.
Yeah. I got another recipe today.
All right. So, you know, we kind of talk fast on here, and sometimes we're not able to jot down all of the recipes. So what's great about it is when you go to the archive page, you can stop it, jot it down, hit play, rewind, hit play, go back and forth so you get all of the recipe written down. So we do appreciate you tuning in each Monday. We have a lot of fun here. And what we love mostly, or even more than anything, is hearing from our listeners.
Yep.
We keep hearing it each week. Somebody new's letting us know, hey, I listen to you guys on Mondays.
I was in Freelandville yesterday afternoon, and several people mentioned the radio show and how much they enjoyed it, and they listened, and we really appreciate that.
Yeah, you know, I'm all about helping people. That's just that's my nature, and I always like to try to solve a problem or make somebody, you know, day a little bit brighter. So when I hear that people enjoy the show, that just makes my heart feel good because, you know, we do this and we do it for fun, and we do it because your employer believes in our program and our and what we do, but when you hear that somebody truly likes it, it just really makes me feel good. It makes my heart feel good. Like we've accomplished something. So thanks so much for sharing that with us. And we encourage you to drop us a note. You can do that at newsknoxcounty.com on our page. You can email me at shareelliott@originalcompany.com. You can call me here at the station, 812-882-6060. You can get a hold of Greg. And Greg, how can someone get a hold of you?
They can call the store, 812-886-4444. They can send me an email, gregr@regalfurnituregallery.com. You can come into the store. Don't be disappointed if I'm not there. I'm out and about quite a bit. And this time of year, particularly decorating trees and doing things and decorating houses for Christmas. So, you know, stay tuned and you know, tune in. We're going to talk some hints about decorating a tree today. And Cher, if you remember last week, what was the first thing we're going to do with that tree after we get set up and we assume the lights are on it?
We're going to put the topper on first.
That's right.
Because we work from the top to the bottom.
Right.
I didn't pass that quiz last week, just to let everybody know. I failed. But I do take notes. I really, really do. So I was prepared.
It's amazing how many people, if you ask them that, they go, oh, I always put that on last.
I know. I did too.
Yeah.
I did too.
I think we always did at home. I think mother and dad always did it that way.
Yeah.
You know, but really, it's so much easier to put it on first, and then you've got that out of the way. You can move the ladder away from the tree.
Yes.
And you know, because a lot of the rest of the tree you can reach without the ladder.
It makes so much more sense now that you've said that, and I will. And so I don't have to worry about that this time because I'm going to do it right from the get-go. So, okay, so we're ready to decorate this tree. We've got everything out. We've sorted the ornaments, what we're going to use. We put our little scheme together. Lights are going to work. They're ready to go.
Right.
So now.
So what's the first thing you do now?
Okay, so you said the lights are already on the tree.
Lights are already on.
Okay, I'm putting my light on at the first. And then I'm going to start decorating at the top with some of my ornaments.
Oh, really?
Okay, so that's a no.
That's a no.
That's a no.
All right.
Okay, so.
You want to take your biggest pieces and put them on first. Your biggest ornaments. Your biggest balls.
Okay.
Because you want to space them out so the tree's balanced.
Okay, okay, so.
If you try to decorate from the top to the bottom, you know, you're better off decorating with the larger pieces first. Mm. Get your balance going, you know, like stagger. And remember, odd numbers are always the best.
Yes.
In anything you're doing, accessories, decorating, doing a flower arrangement, always odd numbers. So you take 3, 5, or 7, or 9 balls, or 9 balls of mistletoe, or 9 big floribunda pieces that maybe you're going to put in there. But the largest things first.
Okay.
Okay.
Which then does make sense. And we don't want to put something, the biggest size bulb that we're using to decorate, we're not going to put that up high, right?
No,
Because we're going to scale down the size of the ornament as the tree scales down in size as we go to the top, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
But you have to remember, you still need one big piece kind of near the top, maybe 10 to 12 inches down from your top piece.
Okay.
But where you've got enough tree that you can maybe nestle that big item in to the tree so it's not all sticking out. Mm-hmm. And remember, those big pieces you want to hang at different levels.
Right.
Some totally in the tree, some partially out of the tree, some clear out on the end of the limb if that decoration allows you to do that.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
And so bulbs, are those usually the first thing you like to put into the tree, on the tree itself? Start with the rounds?
Usually most of the trees that I decorate will have a few large Christmas orbs of some sort on them. They might be wreaths. They might be mistletoe balls, like I mentioned. It could be nosegays of flowers in some instance. But anyway, the biggest pieces, and then scatter them out, spread them out.
Okay.
Then take the second largest ornament you have and start spacing them in. Now, you're going to have more of that second size than the largest size. So you're going to have more spots to do that.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then the next thing you want to do is look at the tree. And artificial trees or real trees, either one, always have little gaps in them and stuff.
Yes.
So take some of your, you know, if you can't fluff it and solve it that way, get some of your spiky things, you know, holly, boughs, berries, pine boughs, extra pine boughs, frosted boughs, flock pieces, you know, those kinds of things, and start filling that in to the spaces where it needs. Also, this makes a artificial tree take on the shape of a more natural tree, because not all the branches in an artificial tree, you get the tree up, all the branches are uniformly the same length and all the same. This way, with those boughs and pieces you're sticking in, you can stick them all the way in, some of them out, some of them in. You still have a tree shape, but you make it look more like a natural tree that maybe was growing outside, where all the branches aren't exactly symmetrical.
Yes. Yeah, you know. Yeah. Now I have a question, because some of the bulbs I use, they're all in the same, they're all silver of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
Some are glitter, some are patterned with stripes of glitter,
right.
Some are just metallic.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I should say silver and white combined. Now, some just have speckles. Do you want to keep in your odd number the same? Like I want three of each type of pattern of the bulbs. So then that way, again, we have that nice blend.
Right.
And I don't have six of one style and one of another and two of something else.
Right.
I always want to stay. Okay.
Right. And when you're doing that, if you have, if they're all the same size,
mm-hmm.
you want to space the pattern out,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
the pattern pieces out. Then stick your stocky stuff in. Then start filling in with your smaller items, because they're going to be on the ends of the branches
right.
for them to show up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the last thing you do is the garland. If you have garland that goes on the tree, or icicles, or any of that stuff that's the final dressing, you know, that goes on last.
Is there ever too much garland?
No.
No, no. And is there a right garland or not? I mean, should you use...
The garland should fit the pattern, the style of what you've got on your tree.
Okay.
You know, in your case, if you're using metallic and glitzy stuff, that garland that goes on that tree should be a glitzy
ribbon
garland or a ribbon or whatever,
mm-hmm.
you know, it should be. If you're doing a woodsy tree, then, you know, you might want to use something that is more like raffia or something like
mm-hmm.
that, you
mm-hmm.
know,
mm-hmm.
As a garland. Or, you know, sometimes you even see little wood beads as garland. That's pretty on a woodland type
mm-hmm,
of tree.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think garland adds a lot to the outside edges, and it kind of helps tie the whole tree together because you wrap it. Or you can use ribbon and take the ribbon in and out,
mm-hmm.
you know. And make it easier on yourself. Cut lengths of ribbon that you stick in and work
yeah.
down the tree. Don't try to do the whole boat and wind it through the tree. It's a nightmare doing it. It's a nightmare taking it off, you know,
yeah,
and then
it
roll it back up.
Yeah.
So if you do like 8-foot lengths, you know, that's usually long enough to tuck in and let it fold out and branch out.
Okay.
Do 8-foot lengths, and then they're easier to wrap up and store for the next year.
Yeah, yeah. That is probably the number one pointer I'm going to take away from today, because I'm not that kind of girl. I'm the one that starts with one, you know, 200-foot strand of whatever, and I wrap it around and wrap it around and tuck and wrap around a branch and tuck it here and poof there and all the way
and
around the tree.
And taking it off is a nightmare.
And, you know, I have chairs all the way around the tree so I can
yep.
step chair to chair to chair all the way
right.
around, you know. I do that with the lights and I do that with the garland. So, okay. That is good to know. I have written that down, and that's going to be probably my number one takeaway
right.
from our tree decorating.
And you place it from the top to the bottom of the
I
tree.
I do top to bottom on that.
Right.
I do that, so I'm okay there, but gosh.
And if you want to do a spiral look, you can still do that in 8-foot lengths. Just
yeah.
just take it back up where you stopped off with the last piece and take it around
yeah.
if you want to do a spiral.
Yeah,
you know?
Because then you're not wasting the ribbon either by having a bunch of it nestled back towards the center of the
right.
tree that you can't see. You can just fluff it forever as long as it ends. Take the next segment and pick up and go, oh my goodness, this is just making decorating
right.
so much easier for this year.
And if you want a loop on your ribbon, if you're doing ribbon and you want a loop on a ribbon,
mm-hmm.
okay, take your ribbon and fold it, you know, and make your loop.
Okay.
Then take you a small piece of florist wire and twist it around that loop. Okay. And then leave you ends about 4 to 5 inches long.
Uh-huh.
And then place that on a branch
And then twist it and tie it right down, and there's your loop.
Twist it one time, and there's your loop, and it's all set. And then you go, then you can go to the next branch and make your next loop and twist tie.
How fantastic is that? Look at that.
And it's always perfect.
Right.
If you try to make that loop and tuck it in and hope the branch will hold it, it pops open, it pops back, you get tired of it, and you think, oh, well.
Yeah, I'm done.
I'm not going to try that. We'll just do it this way.
We're just going to smooth that out and keep going. Absolutely. Easy.
And then the other thing is that when you're using your ribbon next year, if when you take it off, wind it back on a spool. Okay. Say you threw the big spool away that the ribbon was on. Save some old toilet tissue rolls.
Yeah.
It's cardboard out of the center of the toilet paper. And you can wind your ribbon on that, you know. And if it's a little wrinkled up or something, spray it with some wrinkle rid, you know, stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like you'd use
it's
on your
material,
clothes. It's
material.
It's fabric, most of it. Now, some of it's plastic.
Sure.
But if it's plastic, you can usually smooth it out with your fingers and wrap it up. But if it's fabric, you'd always squirt it with a little fabric release and wind it back up, and it'll stay good, and you're all set.
Look at you. You have so many helpful hints right there. Just
I've done a lot of trees over the
years.
Somebody asked me at open house how many trees I'd done, and I said, I hesitate to even hazard a guess, because usually at Christmas time, I've done around 40 trees every year. And
now,
some years, as many as 75.
Now, so. Those 40 trees, does that include yours at home and the store and then all the clients? Or are those just client trees that you do, the 40?
Well, sometimes just clients. Sometimes it's some at the store. Sometimes it's home. It's they all kind of fade
just,
together
it
after
just
a while.
It's all a blur. It's like they're all trees. So. But. Fantastic. All right. Well, it's time for our next break. When we come back, we're going to continue discussing how we should decorate, finish the tree. All right. So stay tuned.
From the Washington Chrysler Center, 97.7 WAOV News Desk, I'm Tom Lee reporting. Vincennes City offices will be closed on Thursday and Friday of next week for Thanksgiving. Trash collection set for Thursday, November the 22nd. It'll happen on Wednesday, November the 21st. The city collection site on Old Terre Haute Road will close at 2:30 on Wednesday and stay closed until it reopens on Monday, November 26th. Washington City offices and departments will also be closed this Thursday and Friday for Thanksgiving. There'll be no trash pickup. The city bus will not be in operation. The recycling center will be closed on both those dates and also this coming Saturday. Residents with trash pickup Thursday are asked to have trash ready for pickup by 7 a.m. on Wednesday. Residents with trash pickup in Washington on Friday are asked to have trash ready for pickup by Monday, November 26th, to be a week from today. Vincennes police arrested a Vincennes man overnight following questioning at VPD headquarters. 51-year-old Jeffrey Morris was found to be an alleged violation of parole. Court records show Morris was convicted of arson, battery, and invasion of privacy in a 2012 case in Vigo County. And even with the start of snow and cold weather season, the Indiana Department of Transportation is still seeking snowplow drivers. On call at full-time snowplow truck drivers are needed through the NDOT winter season. More news at news9county.com. I'm Tom Lee.
This is Hoosier Ag Today. It's the Monday closing farm market report, and as trade tensions intensify, the bean market took a hit on Monday. Also, wheat weak, and all of that dragged the corn market lower as well. This update is brought to you by IOM Grain, buying high-quality, non-GMO food-grade soybeans. They ensure you have the best varieties to keep your yields competitive. 260-726-6224, IOMGrain.com. The corn market finished off a couple of cents on Monday. Dease 362 and a quarter, down 2.5. March down 2.5 at 373 and a quarter. May also down 2.5 at 381. 18.5 lower. January soybeans, 873 and three quarters. March going to 887 and a half, losing 18 and a quarter. December wheat, 498 and a half, down 8 and a quarter. Cattle and hogs higher. February live cattle, 120 even, up 27. And lean hogs, 6902, up 227. I'm Andy Eubank. Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Why do you want an in-home design appointment? Because you don't want a sofa that won't fit your living room or that doesn't match your carpet. By having a designer come to your home, they can ensure that the furniture you purchase and the fabric you select fits perfectly in your home. Contact Greg Risley at Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery and let him help you plan your home's new look. Call 812-886-4444 today. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bustern Streets, Vincennes.
Reveille at home in girls basketball versus Shoals. I'm Tom Lee with the WAOV Radio Sports Beat. Number 2 ranked Vincennes Reveille in Class A will take on the Lady Jug Rocks. Reveille 3-0, Shoals 0-4. That's 7 o'clock start time tonight on 97.7 WAOV. Other girls games tonight, Gibson Southern versus Bossy on the road at Bossy. Southridge hosts Boonville. Wood Memorial hosts Northeast Dubois. White River Valley at home with Edgewood. Eastern Green goes to Owen Valley. Duggar is at Oblong, Illinois. South Knox freshman will play at North Posey at 6:30. This week's Indiana Girls High School basketball polls are out. No change at the top of the Class A poll. Marquette Catholic number 1, Reveille number 2, Lagodi 5th, Tecumseh 9th, 2A Winchester number 1, Paoli 8th, Evans Old Modern Day honorable mention, 3A Northwestern number 1, Vincennes Lincoln moves up to 4th, Evans Memorial is ranked 3rd, and 4A Warren Central is number 1, with the Lady Knights of Castle ranked 10th. I'm Tom Lee, WAOV Sports. And here's another community event from WAOV. Generations offers an enhanced fitness class from 11:30 to 12:30 Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays in the lower level of the PE complex at Vincennes University. The first class is free, and be sure to bring a friend. For more information, call Generations at 800-742-9002. Again, that's the enhanced fitness class Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at Vincennes University. Call 800-742-9002.
Your 97.7 FM WAOV weather forecast. This afternoon, cloudy skies, highs in the low 40s. Cloudy tonight, lows around 30. Tuesday, partly sunny, highs in the upper 30s. Tuesday night, clear, lows in the mid-20s. Sunshine for Wednesday, highs in the upper 40s. Sunday skies for Thanksgiving Day, look for a high near 50. That's your weather forecast from the talk of the town. 97.7 FM WAOV.
And we're back here live in the 97.7 FM WAOV studios, NewsKnoxCounty.com. I'm Cher Elliott, and thanks so much for tuning in. We are talking about holiday decorating, Christmas decorating, and getting ready for the big Christmas celebrations. Today's focus has been decorating the tree, some do's, some don'ts, and of course, as always, Cher has learned something new today. So that ribbon trick is... Gosh, that's going to be a time saver for me.
Yes.
I'm so glad to learn that. But so now we've gotten the ribbons and the garland on. Everything's ready to go. What's the last thing that we need to do to the tree before we walk away?
Skirt the tree.
Ah. Is there any kind of particular rule or a rule of thumb to use when you're selecting your tree skirt?
I'm not a big tree skirt person. I really like to use a length of fabric.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's fuller, it's poofier, it's easier to get around the tree because you've got a long piece and you can kind of gather it mm-hmm. like in little pie-shaped wedges around the tree. And the floor's covered.
Mm-hmm.
It catches, you know, if you're doing a live tree, it's going to catch a lot of the needles and protect your carpet,
right.
your floor covering, whatever it is. It's also, you can change it every year easily because you can go to the fabric store and pick up a piece of fabric that's on clearance. And usually, you know, a couple yards is all you need. And a lot of times when they get down to 2 yards, you know, they put 2 yard remnants in a table and there's all different kinds. And some of it's glittery even.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it's chiffon-y and, you know, a chiffon look, you know, a filmy look. There's all kinds of fabric and, you know, just have fun with it. You know, in your case, I'd use white, you know, since you're using white and silver.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think a white base would be pretty around your tree.
Very nice. Do you have any suggestions on keeping pets away from the tree? I'm thinking that I have to be careful. Maybe that chiffon or anything that looks fun for cats to kind of knead their paws through might not be a good idea for me.
Right. Just use common sense, you know. If you have trouble with your cat wanting to climb the tree, put a little red pepper on the outside branches. They don't like that.
Oh.
So they'll get a sniff of that. They won't go near the tree.
Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, kitty. I know. I have one that does like to climb, and it's interesting because she likes to get about a third of the way up on one of the branches that, you know, is kind of smaller, and she can see out. And she'll sit there for hours and just stare at people. And a lot of times you can't even tell that she's there until you go looking to say, I haven't seen
where
Kitty
is
today.
She? Yeah.
I have not seen her today. Where is she? And that's where she is. Yeah. She's hiding in the tree. It's not troublesome. She doesn't mess with the bulbs. She just sits in there and watches like she's, you know, I don't know if she's like a sniper sitting in there waiting to kill her prey.
She's probably watching for a bird to fly up or something.
I guess, but she's something else, but. So the red pepper, there you go. That's my lesson two of the day.
Well, cayenne pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Because they'll smell that and they won't go near the tree.
Good to know.
Now, if you have big dogs, there's not a lot you can do unless you put a playpen around the tree.
I've had friends that have had to do that.
And I highly recommend if you have toddlers because you don't want them to pull the tree over on themselves. So, you know, you really have to do something to protect the tree. From the kids and the kids from the tree.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, for sure.
You know, particularly if you have, and you know, of course, you know, there's a lot of common sense. Don't put breakable ornaments near the bottom if you got a toddler. Don't put small things near the bottom because they can swallow it, take it off and swallow it. You know, just use common sense. When my boys were little, tree wasn't really in a place it was easy for him to get to because it was kind of in a corner.
Mm.
So it was kind of easy to police that front edge.
Yeah.
You know, then when the granddaughters came along and they were little, they really kind of stayed away. The tree in my living room is always a 10-foot one. And it was so big, they were kind of afraid of it. So they kind of
see that.
They'd stand and look at it, but it was like, oh, wow, we don't know if this thing's going to get me or what.
A little intimidating when you're that size.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's good.
When something's that big and that bright, that many lights, they're kind of mesmerized, I guess, by the lights and the ornaments and
Absolutely.
Stuff. So they never really bothered that sort of thing much.
Yeah. Any other final tips with tree decorating that we need to know?
That takes care of the tree. We're going to talk about decorating other areas in the house and things to do, little hints and tricks of the trade.
All right. So what's your other favorite, besides the tree, what's your favorite thing to decorate or area to decorate?
There's two. I love to do mantles and I love to do stairways.
Oh, boom. I knew that's why we are such good friends. We're on the same wavelength. Mine too.
Yeah.
I love that look.
Yeah. Stairways are so much fun because they just allow you huge openings of what you can do. You can put fabric with greenery. You can do fabric only. You can do fabric with flowers. You can do, I mean, it's just endless, you know.
Greener.
We're doing one this year that's going to be all flocked.
Oh, gorgeous.
Greenery with skates and white pine cones.
Oh, stunning. I want a picture of that. I want to see a picture of that. That has got to be incredible.
Okay.
I love the greenery and white lights. That's my thing. I love that.
Right.
Just simple, classy, elegant, I think.
And we had somebody in the store at open house, and they want to know, they said, I don't have a mantle, so I don't have any place to put stockings. So where can I put stockings? Okay.
Uh-huh.
And here's the answer. You can put stockings on a stairway railing.
Yes.
You can put stockings around an archway. Use command strips and put them around.
I didn't think
around
about a doorway. Yeah.
You can put them on a bookshelf.
Okay.
Along the edge of a bookshelf.
Yeah.
You can actually put stockings on a large wreath that you can hang on the wall.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
You know, you can actually get a stand that might be a stand for coats or something like that and put stockings on it.
Coat tree.
Decorate the coat tree with some garland and put the stockings on it. The back of chairs in your dining room is a great place for stockings.
Oh, that is a cute idea.
You know, on a sofa table. You know,
it's
behind the sofa.
Right.
Or around just a square doorway.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. Very good ideas. You don't really think about that till last minute, and then it's like, oh, what am I going to do? What am I going to do?
Right.
Perfect. Perfect ideas. Perfect ideas.
And then mantles, of course, it's with the new command strips, you don't have to put nails in the mail anymore. I used to bend coat hangers and to make them for hangers for this thing, so we didn't have to put a nail into a mantle for clients and stuff. Some of the most difficult things to decorate is the fireplace without a mantle.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think about that. I mean, every place I've been has always had a mantle. You know, all of my houses have had mantles.
But a lot of your contemporary homes don't have a mantle.
They don't. Yeah, they have
that fireplace. So then you can use the brick hangers.
Yes.
And put a garland up that way or lights. You can also, if it's got a picture there or a candle holder or something like that, you can put a swag over a corner of a picture.
Yeah.
Or two pieces of bow and a bow on a corner of a picture. And a candle sconce a lot of times has an arm on it. You can tie some decorations on that.
Yeah.
You know.
Very nice.
And then when you're thinking about doing the outside, the one thing you want to think about is they make a lot of extension cords, timers, remotes, and things that you can buy and for outdoor lighting so that you don't have to go out and plug everything in and plug it every night.
Yes.
You know, buy you some of those stakes you can put in the yard, you plug into your outdoor outlet, and you've got four or five timed outlets on that stake.
Yeah, because you invest in that once, it'll get you many, many, many seasons of use, and you'll get your wear out of it very much. And you don't have to worry about going out when it's raining to plug it in, or when it's 2 degrees or windy, and you know, you don't have to worry about turning it on or turning it off. It's already programmed and ready to go.
Right.
Fantastic.
Then you just sit back and enjoy it. It's going to go off when it's supposed to.
That's right. And, you know, that's right. I bought one of those plugs for the tree. It's an outlet. You plug it into the outlet, and you can have like 3 or 4 different strands plug into it. And then it's a remote control, so you can sit on the couch and click on the lights on the tree. Click, the lights are off, and go to bed. So nice. Instead of having to crawl underneath the tree and reach back into the outlet and pull them all out. So it's just easier to do that. I love it.
They also have plug-ins that you can plug your tree lights into, and it's got actually a floor switch on it.
Oh.
A small disc.
You can just step.
You can step on the top of that disc and turn the lights on and off. And if you don't, happen to have the remote type of thing and you've got other things that you want, like garland on the mantle and things, they make a plug-in that you plug into your outlet and you plug your lights into that unit, and it has a remote that turns it on and off.
Very nice.
So then you don't have to worry about trying to plug the mantle lights in or the lights around the sofa table or, you know, this or that.
All right. Well, it's time for our final break. And when we come back, we're going to finish talking about decorating for the holidays. So you'll definitely want to stay tuned.
Pledge allegiance to our flag. But millions of illegal immigrants living in the United States and the hundreds of thousands more that flood across our border each year never made that pledge because of broken immigration laws. Now, conservative Congressman Kevin McCarthy is taking a stand.
Build the wall, enforce the law. What this is about is safe communities, our children, protecting them from fentanyl, protecting them from gang members.
Our communities will not be safe if you can't secure your own borders.
Kevin McCarthy's Build the Wall and Enforce the Law Act fully funds President Trump's border wall, expands Kate's law to penalize criminal illegal immigrants, and cracks down on sanctuary cities. That's the tough, conservative solution America needs. Visit timeforthewall.com and tell Congress to pass Kevin McCarthy's Build the Wall and Enforce the Law Act now. Paid for by State Tea Party Express.
Healthy Indiana Plan or HIP benefits is an easy choice when you choose Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. If you're 19 to 64 years old and qualify for HIP, you get great doctors, reliable care, and many benefits to help you stay healthy. Sign up for HIP Plus and you'll get dental and vision care too. It's an easy choice. Get HIP. Choose Anthem. Call 1-877-GET-HIP-9. That's 1-877-438-4479.
fans have made this show their rock holiday tradition. Trans-Siberian Orchestra, live in concert, presented by Hallmark Channel. December 5th, 7:30 at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Reserve seats on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Ruoff Home Mortgage presents Trans-Siberian Orchestra's Ghosts of Christmas Eve.
Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery offers in-home design appointments, not just for furniture, but to design and decorate your windows as well. Blinds, shades, valances, drapes. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has the latest materials and patterns available. Each room and window is unique, so call Greg at Regal Furniture today, 812-886-4444. And be sure your windows are dressed to impress. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bessarin Streets, Vincennes.
And we're back here live in the 97.7 FM WAOV studios. I'm Cher Elliott, and thank you so much for tuning in. Greg is my co-host, and he's from Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. And, Greg, you guys just have so much stuff in the store right now that, you know, if anybody's ready to decorate the tree, they need to come see you and
pick up
a couple new pieces. And
right. Yeah. Give your tree a new lift and, you know, get some of the new firecracker lights and... You know, they're pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Now, we'll get back to our hints about decorating.
Yes.
Okay? One thing that I really like, and a lot of people don't do this, and some people do, is, you know, if you've got a room that's really kind of sparse and there's not really much of area to decorate or anything, take a picture off the wall and wrap it like a package and hang it back up.
Oh, now that's
so
a great
idea. So it
looks
idea. Like a package hanging on the wall.
Yeah.
You know, fix you a fancy bow with some pine mm-hmm. cones in it and stuff mm-hmm. and really fix it up. And, you know, you can give yourself a little bit of Christmas anywhere. And remember the brick hangers. You know, if you've got brick places, you know, those great brick
those
hangers.
Are, mm-hmm.
The other thing I always tell people, you know, be sure and buy Christmas rugs. You know, a little rug that you can put outside. They're washable. We've got them at the store. They're easy to live with, and they give you a lot of color and a little picture. And, you know, you use them in front of the sink. You can put mm-hmm. them in front of the stove. You can put them in the bathroom for, like, a little, you know, shower pad or mm-hmm. something like that mm-hmm. outside the shower. And
a lot of fun.
A lot of, yeah, just fun festive. Little hints of Christmas.
Sure, so. Absolutely. And if you want, you can just make it wintry themed or,
you know, leave it. Yeah.
That way,
yeah.
you know, if it's snowman, you
Doesn't
can leave it up.
Merry
longer.
Christmas.
Right. You can leave it up longer. So just little things like that. Like you mentioned, just splashes of color in other room without having to have a lot of decorating or a lot of money invested into
right.
it. But yet you've carried it through the house and it all looks great.
That's right.
So, all right. Any final tips on decorating?
No, but we're going to talk about a couple recipes since you shared that. You need some ideas.
Oh, yeah.
One of my favorite things to take to a party, and it's a never fail hit, is red delicious apples, chopped pecans, cream cheese, Cool Whip, tablespoon of orange juice concentrate, and chopped figs.
Hmm, okay.
Chopped dates, sugared chopped dates. And you combine the orange juice, the Cool Whip, and the cream cheese and the chopped figs into a bowl and mix well. And the chopped sugared dates you can find usually in the freezer section at the grocery.
Okay.
And they're boxed, so it's really easy to do. You know, really easy to find. They're about 8-ounce boxes. And then... You take your red delicious apples and core them, and then cut them horizontally about a third of an inch to a half inch rings, okay? Because the core is already out.
Okay.
So when you cut it horizontally, you've got a ring.
Yeah.
That has the red around the outside,
okay,
hole
so
in the center.
You don't peel it.
You don't
you
peel
just core it. Okay.
You just core it and slice it.
Gotcha.
Okay?
Gotcha.
All right, you take your mixture
uh-huh.
with a cream cheese, the Cool Whip, the orange juice concentrate, just 1 tablespoon, and the chopped sugared dates.
Okay.
And you pile that around the top of the apple. Okay. So it kind of like makes a mound.
Okay.
You take your chopped pecans and sprinkle that on top.
Okay.
Okay. And then you get out a maraschino cherry and you cut it strips of red cherry out of that. Make a loop at the top, a loop at the top, and two streamers down it. And all of a sudden you look at that with that red edge and that chunky stuff all over. Uh-huh. Looks like a little Christmas wreath with a bow in the top.
Well, how nifty is that?
And you put it on a platter of green parsley.
Very nice. Cute.
And everybody raves about it, and they are delicious.
Very nice.
They're addictive. They are wonderful, and they're easy to make.
Good, good, good. Yeah, and not too terribly fattening. I mean,
no.
There's a
now, I'll tell you a funny story about this is the first time I ever made these years ago,
uh-huh.
It said, take red maraschino cherries and make bows for the top of the little wreaths, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I sat at the kitchen counter and cut these long strips of maraschino cherry out and then tied them into these little bitty bows.
You tied the strips of maraschino cherry
into a bow.
How did you do that?
It was not easy. I used pins and everything else to get that done.
Oh, my word.
And, you know, after I finally got it done, you know, one of my boys walked in. They go, gosh, Dad, why don't you just take two loops and stick them in the cream cheese and the streamers down? And I went,
thanks, son.
Yeah.
Where were you
three hours ago? 3 hours
ago. Oh, my goodness.
Right. That's right.
Oh,
it's a crazy story. But, you know, it's something you get something in your mind, make a bow. Right. And so, like, okay, tie these little bows up.
I can do this.
Yeah.
I can do this. They said it. If it can be done, I can do this. Right? I mean, of course.
Yeah.
You make bows all the time. You've made bows for years. So
yeah.
Simple. Well, that sounds delicious. That sounds delicious.
And they are. They're so good. And they are so addictive. They're just, they're wonderful.
Now you,
and really simple, not really hard to make.
No.
You know, as long as you don't try to try the little maraschino cherry bows, you're
right?
Fine.
Right? Well, yeah, I'd do that about like 3 seconds and be like, I'm out. It's just not going to get a bow. But doing that, I can probably do that. So, all right, now you mentioned something about having a second recipe. You bought a second one today.
Yep. Oh. Prep time is 15 minutes on this. Cook time is 4 hours. 1.5 cups milk chocolate chips. They recommend Ghirardelli's. 1 can sweetened condensed milk, separated into 2 equal parts, 2 teaspoons vanilla extract, 1.5 cups of white chocolate chips. Again, Ghirardelli is recommended. 1/2 to 1 teaspoon of peppermint extract and 4 drops of green food coloring. So you line an 8x8 baking pan with parchment paper and you set that aside. Of course, you line it with parchment paper so it'll come out of the pan.
Yeah.
Combine the milk chocolate chips with 1/2 can sweetened condensed milk in a large microwave bowl. Microwave for 15 seconds. Stir for 30 seconds. And then microwave for another 15 to 20 seconds. Stir for about 30 to 45 seconds or until the chocolate's melted. So, you know, you're just tempering and melting the chocolate. Standard procedure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Stir in the vanilla extract. If it doesn't melt all the way, return it to the microwave and do a 20-second on it and then stir again. Okay. Then stir in the extract. Another microwave bowl, combine 1 cup of white chocolate chips with the remaining sweetened condensed milk, peppermint extract, and green food coloring.
Mm.
Again, microwave, stir, microwave, stir, microwave, stir, another 20 seconds. Okay, and then, you know, then in the prepared pan, alternate spoonfuls of the mint white chocolate with the milk chocolate until both bowls are empty. And then just run a butter knife through those spoonfuls to create the swirls.
Oh.
Place the fudge in the fridge and let harden, typically about 4 hours. There's your 4 hours of
prep. Okay, I was like, man, time. There you go.
So pull out the fudge using the parchment overhanging the edges, cut into pieces, and enjoy. Store in an airtight container. Best used within 2 or 3 days. So this, you know, it's a small batch. It's mm-hmm. an 8x8 pan. But it's really, really, really cool. Be careful not to burn the chocolate in the microwave. That's the only question about it.
And that's so easy to do because, you know, in 1 minute it looks like it's not at all. And
yeah, but if you follow the procedure and microwave for 15 seconds, stir for 30. Microwave for 15, stir for 30.
Should be pretty good.
Then you're going to be fine. We just all get a little anxious and we think, oh, well, we'll do it 30 seconds instead of 15, and then we burn it.
So. Patience is not something I was really blessed with as a person. So, yeah, it's for sure.
Well, thankfully, it's something you can develop.
Yes, absolutely, and I'm sure I will. But so
I'll even let you have my copy, and you can bring it back to me next week.
You are so good to me. Too good to me. It's Thanksgiving week, and I am thankful for you, Greg.
And we want to say that we're thankful to all our listeners.
Yes.
And everyone have a happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, yes. So thank you so much for tuning in. We're here each Monday at 3 o'clock at the Live Local Hour. Lots of great entertainment during the week. Tuesday is the Mark and Mark Show at 3. Thursday is the Lawyer Show with Jeff Cobb and Dave Rolligan. So be sure and tune in each day during the week, but catch the cool kids on Monday. And we wish you a very happy Thanksgiving, safe travels, and we'll see you next week.
That's it for this week's edition of Ask the Designer with Greg Grizzly here on 97.7 FM WAOV. If you'd like more information, go to Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 102 North 4th Street in downtown Vincennes, or call Greg at 812-886-4444 and Ask the Designer.
But not yet turned them over to special counsel Robert Mueller in the Russia probe.
The president indicating he is unlikely to sit down for an interview with the special counsel, saying we've